Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. My night knows no darkness, alleluia. All is resplendent with your light, alleluia. Then spoke the prefect at his nod, forthwith the executioner stripped off the holy martyr's robes and laid him bound upon the pyre. When slow consuming heat had seared the flesh of Lawrence for a space, he calmly from his gridiron made this terse proposal to the judge. Pray turn my body on one side, already broiled sufficiently, and see how well your Vulcan's fire has wrought its cruel punishment. The prefect bade him to be turned. Then Lawrence spoke, I am well baked, and whether better cooked or raw, make trial by a taste of me. He said these words in way of jest, then raising shining eyes to heaven, and sighing deeply thus he prayed, with pity for unholy Rome. Thus ended Lawrence's fervent prayer, thus ended to his earthly life. With these last words his eager soul escaped with joy from carnal chains. Some noble Romans who were led by his amazing fortitude to faith in Christ then bore away the hero's body from the scene. Amen. Blessed Lawrence prayed, saying, I give thanks to you, O Lord, that I have been found worthy to enter your gates. O Adonai, who shall be admitted to your tent, or rest on your holy mountain? Those who walk with integrity, and do only what is right, speaking the truth with courage. They never spread slander, or abuse their friends, or condemn their neighbors. They disdain the godless, but honor those who are faithful. Before God they give their word, and keep it at any cost. They do not take interest on loans, nor take bribes against the innocent. Indeed, the ones who love justice will stand forever unshaken. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Blessed Lawrence prayed, saying, I give thanks to you, O Lord, that I have been found worthy to enter your gates. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Rejoice, beloved. to the extent that you share in the sufferings of Christ, so that when his glory is revealed, you may also rejoice exultantly. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Thanks be to God. Blessed Lawrence cried out, I worship my God and serve no one else, so I do not fear your torture. God is my rock, I take refuge in the Holy One, so I do not fear your torture. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Blessed Lawrence cried out, I worship my God and serve no one else, so I do not fear your torture. The Deacon Lawrence gave sight to the blind by the sign of the cross, and distributed among the poor the treasures of the church. My heart is radiant with the Lord, my whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The Deacon Lawrence gave sight to the blind by the sign of the cross, and distributed among the poor the treasures of the church. You called Lawrence to serve as deacon, leading the prayers of the faithful, assisting at the altar and passing the cup. Strengthen all who exercise liturgical ministries in the prayer of the church. As deacon, Lawrence knew by name the orphans and widows, the sick, the blind, the lame, and the lepers of Rome, and considered them the true treasure of the church. May we follow his example in serving those in need and recognizing how precious they are to you. Roasted over hot coals, the martyr Lawrence prayed calmly for the authorities and forgave his executioner. Teach us to calm the heat of anger and to pray for those who cause us harm. You strengthened Lawrence to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not lead us to the test, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of truth and compassion, you called the deacon Lawrence to love you by serving at table, in liturgy, and in ministry with the poor. Help us to follow his example by sharing the treasures you have entrusted to us for the life and salvation of the world. We ask this and all things through your word, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules Filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.